day and welcome to The Takeaway with T. Dangell. Today's topic of choice, ratchet and educated. Yes, I said that in the same sentence. And yes, I feel you can be ratchet and educated. So let's talk about it. We'll start with myself. I have a master's in education. I'm a professional. I've had a 20-year great career in early childhood. However, I am from Central and Madison. I'm from Columbus Park area, Austin area, whatever you want to call it. Born and raised in the 90s. And yes, when a guy drives by with a banging booming system, my ass twerks because I like bass. Does that make me ratchet? I don't think it does. But do I sometimes tap into twerking and I like listening to, like, pretty girls like trap music, okay? 2 Chainz was right about that. I like WAP. I like Jay Josephine. I like Shauna. I like Cardi B. I like Megan Thee Stallion. I like that kind of music. But at the same time, I'm educated, and I know how to act in this world. But when I want to let my hair down, I feel I should be able to listen to whatever I want. Like this whole controversy around WAP, I don't understand what the issue is. WAP makes the world go around. People say the root of all evil is money. It's really WAP. WAP can end nations, and that is the truth. It's very powerful. So I'm here with my special guests today, Miss L.A. and Nina, and we're going to talk about this. So ladies, tell me, how do you feel about it when you hear that pretty girls like trap music?
I don't really feel any kind of way. I'm a little bit of both. I don't necessarily know how to twerk. I the YouTube tutorials. Yes, that's a real story because I just got ass. It's just back there, but I don't know what to do with it. But with that being said, I don't think that you have to be one way. You know, if you're educated or if you grew up in a sophisticated, elegant, affluent environment, you don't have to be one way. I think that all of this provides balance for you. If you, little street, little educated, bring them together, I think that's the perfect balance. I think we get too caught up in how things look and labels and how we should be and how we should act and blah, blah, blah. Like, my sister, she and I hung out with her yesterday all day. And we just had some sister time. And I found out some things. And I was just like, and I mean, my sister has always projected this in my Sam Jackson voice. Fooey, I burned the muffins. You know, like PTA mom, you know. And I found out some things about her yesterday. She working on her doctorate. And I'm like, she cleaning up Tupac. And so I don't think that you necessarily have to be one way. I think when you start putting labels on things, that's the problem. We're complex creatures. I think if you, all based on our life experiences, you pull from here, you pull from there, you know, that makes you a well-rounded individual. I remember one day I was at work. And I had said, man, I miss the days of Andrew Dice Clay. You know, people too sensitive now. You know, I'm like, I want to say, you know, people too sensitive. You know, you could just say whatever you want. And somebody was like, how do you know who Andrew Dice Clay is? And I'm like, oh, trust me. I know way more than you think I know. And I actually said to them, don't let that Masters, don't let that NBA fool you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I think that this makes you a well-rounded individual. This makes you an approachable individual. It makes you real. We're humans.
No, I agree with that. And I will have to say, to put in the words of Erykah Badu, she actually put this, I do believe it was either on her Instagram or Twitter, and she said, do not let this cup of tea and these incense fool you. They would turn into a pack of Newports and a drink in a minute. And I love that because that's the truth. I mean, we on the surface, you know, we're always looked at and labeled one way, but deep down we're more than one thing, I feel. And I'm not saying multiple personality disorder. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that we are, you know, more than one thing. And I feel like, you know, for me, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've had to hide in my professional life that I like that kind of music. I can't listen to this music at work. I don't talk about it because of fear of individuals labeling me a certain way. When they see me, they look at me as an educated Black woman, and, you know, they will be, you know, if you were to go to one of my coworkers and say that, you know, she listened to Cardi B, they would say, no, she doesn't. Yeah, I do. I listen to it all. I listen to all genres of music. And I particularly like hip-hop, and there are, you know, some hip-hop artists, especially females, that I really do like. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, one of the reasons I'm attracted to them. First album, hands down, that I love was Lil' Kim. And I'm going to tell you what made me fall for Lil' Kim. She, to me, was exhibiting our alter ego of who I want to be, you know, who I could be, and thought that was great, but that's not what society would like, and that wouldn't be acceptable in my household, and that's not acceptable. That's not ladylike.
Right.
And I always loved and admired how she could come out and be who she is and still be considered a lady. Like, she talked about having sex and things like that, and, you know, we're supposed to act like we, you know, like you said, we burnt the buffers. We don't do that kind of stuff. Well, that's some bull. That's how the world is made. That's how babies get here. We have sex. Why can't I talk about that? Why can't it be okay for me to say that I like performing fellatio on my husband when he's driving or we doing something? Why can't I talk about those things? Why I got to have, or I got to have a label of being ratchet or being a thot because those are things I like to do? Human nature, we get bored, right? So I feel like incorporating those things into your life, especially into your relationships, help keep things going. And when you just want to stick to this, well, I don't do that, I don't do that. What's the point of having sex if you got all these damn stipulations of certain stuff you don't do? It's the point is to enjoy it. So, therefore, I know when I was coming up, in my mind, there were certain things you just didn't do. You know, it was just like off limits, you don't do that. And it took an older girlfriend of mine that said to me, oh, that's a shame. You had all those kids and didn't have fun making them. She said, that's a damn shame. You haven't done any of this stuff. And I'm like, I'm a lady, you're not supposed to. She said, who told you that? I couldn't give her an answer. She said, none of this makes sense what you're telling me. She said, who you saving that for? The point of having sex and the point of, you know, of being able to have different levels of music and it's to enjoy life. She said, why are you putting restrictions on you that nobody else has officially put on you? There's no law that says you can't do this stuff. I was, like, in prison by my own mind. Like, I can't do that stuff. That's not ladylike. What the neighbors gonna think? Like, the neighbors know that I'm doing this. Right. You know, my grandmother had that in me. Oh, you gotta watch it, because what are people gonna say about you? And I did hold back. I'm gonna say a lot of my 20s was spent just being that perfect little housewife and mother, and, you know, I just didn't do things, you know, I did the right thing. And then I'm not gonna lie, when I got to 35, I'm like, fuck all that. That's not fun. I want to do some things.
I'm just listening to what you're saying, because I'm thinking to myself, when I meet women, either new friends or current friends, who just don't show me that real side of themselves, I'd be like, I got this running joke, like, I don't trust people without Facebook profile pic. People who profile pic is from high school. I always say that. And I'm sorry, I'll be like around women who just be like, oh, you know, I can't share. I can't. I'll be like, I don't trust y'all bitches either. I'm sorry. Because I remember when WAP came out, and that was like this big,
yes, clutch the pearls. Oh, my God.
My God. What? They're talking about vaginas.
Oh, my God.
And they're wet. What in the world? When I saw the video, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, okay, Cardi, you got your breast out. Lil' Kim had her titties out in the 90s. Okay. All right.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? I'm not understanding. I remember, you know, you lose your virginity. You tell your closest girlfriends because, you know, you're excited and everything. I remember I was a late bloomer. I didn't lose my virginity until 18.
Congratulations.
And I remember my girlfriend called me. And she was like, you know, so how was it? And this was my response. I used to be scared of it. Now I throw to the So we've been listening to this. We've been on this for years. So this was nothing that was new to me. But like to your point, T, when, you know, in the workplace, and that could be another podcast, you know, how you're one way in the workplace and, you know, when you get home, you're another way. And I used to be the same way because I used to work for a very affluent, high up, like one of the top school districts in the nation, school district. And I would even joke, like, I used to come in here and listen to all the acceptable music, you know, mm-hmm. Lionel Richie, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. And after, like, 3 years of being there, I was just like, I'm sorry. I went in. I wasn't listening to anything inappropriate at work. But I was listening to regular old R&B music, you know, or clean rap music that I wanted to hear because I'm just like, this is me. This is who I am, you know. And I think another part of that problem is with that all that labeling and, oh, you got to be one way or another. That shit is exhausting. And that's why a lot of y'all walking around with mental health issues because y'all one way at work, y'all one way at home, y'all one way with your friends. You don't know who the fuck you are.
Personality issues.
Yeah. So,
Nina, I think that is more so that people are not comfortable in the skin that they're in. So mm-hmm. they just don't know how to totally break agree. Out that shell and be like,
I totally
okay,
agree.
Bitch, I suck dick. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
Using that
right.
as an example.
No, I like that example.
You have to learn. And honestly, I'm one of those. It took me maybe within the past 5 years.
Yeah, yep,
who
I agree.
Who are you being all this good, cutie little girl? You need to, oh, I'm right. be going through menopause soon. I need to use all these juices and berries. Right. You know what I mean?
So why they still work?
Yeah, when they all dried up, what we going to do
I
with them?
I still got to walk before I become yeah. a dop or a dap.
When they prune, you right. need to use them.
No, I agree. What are we saving it for? Like when my girlfriend said that, it really opened my eyes because, you know, she was like a big sister. She was 10 years older than me. Didn't have kids at the time. She had been through life. And she kind of invited me into her apartment. She lived really nice. She lived downtown, you know. Gave me a dose of that single life when you don't have kids and a husband, mm-hmm. you can do what you want. And so she started really kind of schooling me like, girl, know your body. Do you know what you like? Mm. Do you know why you having sex? Like, she really started to, you know, tell me, open up. Like, are you doing things just because that's what your partner want? What about what you mm-hmm. want? And I really started listening to her like, man, this girl ain't never lied. And I'm going to say this, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but at the time that she was talking to me, ladies, I was 24, and had never had an orgasm, but had 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at?
It happens.
Had 3 kids mm-hmm. and had never experienced an orgasm. That's horrible. And she was appalled. Like, she was hurt for me. Looked like she wanted to cry. Like, I feel for you. How did you meet these? Where did you get this from?
What I think, T, is that when... Let's just go back to the men. When they start dating us, their overall goal is for them to mm-hmm. reach their satisfaction. They're not molded to satisfy us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we get into the normalcy of accepting, oh, he did what he had to do. He, you know, he's satisfied. But mm-hmm. deep down inside, are you really sexually satisfied?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We always putting our feelings right. to the side, our emotions, but... deep down inside, you ain't happy sexually.
No.
We have to learn to stop. I mean, I wish I was taught this young.
Yeah, I agree.
I ain't happy with this dick. I'm just keeping it real.
Yes.
You
yes.
know what I mean? It's more than you just reaching right. your climax. I need to
get this
set. I
hate you so much right now, LA. Because well, you in my head.
Well, Nina, I'm sorry. This is what this topic is about, and I'm letting it out.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm about to have a transparent moment. And... to the guy I'm referring to, if you hear this, kudos for you, buddy. So, I was married, and it was cool. It was cool. But I used to call it married sex. Yeah. It's married sex. You know, my mind ain't blown. I could still go to work and function the next day.
You could walk.
I called it married sex. So, I'm dating again. There's someone in my life. One time we were together. Needless to say that my climax lasted a little longer than usual.
Hmm.
So.
What does that mean?
That means.
Give us a time. Frame.
Okay. 7 to 10 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was awesome, fucking awesome.
I bet.
Weird feeling at the same time. And I legit was like, what did you do? Like, first of all, write it down so you can do it again. Don't forget. But what did you do? And he was just like, well, you know, innately I'm a pleaser. And, you know, I just, I pay attention, I observe, you know, and I want to please you and blah, blah, blah. And he really didn't tell me what he did, which is fine. Okay, secrets, a little mystery to the relationship. That's cool. I said all that to say this. I'm all excited about it. So I'm chatting with my sister, who's in her 50s. And she was like, okay. She wasn't like my girlfriends who are my age when they was like, oh my God, really not? Like you, your reaction.
Yeah. It's okay.
Really, Nina? Like, okay. Oh my gosh, how long was it? My sister, who's in her 50s, said, that's never happened to you before? No, that's never happened to me. Who you been with that has happened to? She was like, oh, honey, you gotta, it's so much more of this world that you need to explore.
What?
And she just wasn't impressed because apparently it's happened to her before. And I say all of that to say this. I don't know about you all, but I was taught, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't talk. We don't talk about it.
Yep. Same here.
We ain't talking about sex. We definitely ain't talking about oral sex. We ain't talking about getting it. We ain't talking about none of it. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know about my body. I wasn't in tune with my body. Now, I had an orgasm with the first person I was with, but it was like we had had so many encounters that when I did have an orgasm, I didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't exciting, huh?
No. I was 18. I didn't know what was exciting, but I have a definition. I have a standard at that time. So, we weren't taught this by our mothers, you know? At least I wasn't. You know, it was the good Christian household. You don't do anything until you're married, and that's who you do it with for the rest of your natural born life.
Life to the end. Yeah, yeah. And kids came in our family by the stork. The stork brought the kids. We didn't talk about sex.
Really?
We didn't talk about how they got here or what they... I was told, don't do it. You better not do it. That was it. It wasn't all, well, you shouldn't do it while you're under 18. And here's the reasons why. And maybe you should wait until you get older because there are emotions that come with having sex. Like, give me the background, not just don't do it because I said don't do it.
Right.
Because what's the first thing I'm going to do?
Do it.
Because you said don't.
Make it more in tune with it. You want it because you say don't do it.
And I wasn't even, like, I can say, you know, in L.A., you know I'm telling the truth. I was never that girl that was boy crazy. I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't into boys, none of that. The only reason I even pushed forward with it is because of that at home life of, well, you can't be with them, don't talk to them, don't look at them. And I'm like, that doesn't help me. So I decided to go out there and see what it was. And I got myself caught up. And it was because they weren't sharing that information at home, which is important to talk to your kids about. Mm-hmm. Talk to your daughter about the fact that, yes, you're going to have sex, but be careful of who you choosing to have sex with. Have conversations with your child about, seriously, levels of dick. Yep, we're going to talk about it. Length, size, all that is important. Have those conversations. It matters, okay? It really does. Size does matter. Have that conversation with your child because that was something I had to navigate on my own. I didn't know. I wasn't even ready for that. And that's a conversation I have. Talk to me about being in tune with my body and when I'm laying down with these guys. Most importantly, teach me that what I got between my legs is gold. And teach me how to use it and how to navigate through this world with it. That is what I felt I was missing. So when you get out there, you kind of play around and you get with different people until you can, you know, you can figure all this out, you know? And then the other thing, too, what they don't tell you, the most important thing about when you're having sex is that first person is important. Whoever he be is so important because for me, I found myself, like, how I moved forward with other people was basically how he has set me up to have sex. Does that make sense? Because he was my first.
Right.
So whatever we did or how we did it was the way I thought. And he was a kid. He didn't know no better than me. And now I'm finna say this, and I blame L.A. for that. That was a hookup I got from her. And he was a great guy. And the one thing I will give to him, he stuck around for a year and a half before he got it.
Oh, boy.
So that was a plus. He did do that much.
You was on that jump from girlfriend rule time four.
he did do that much. But once I got into it, you know, with him, he was older, a little more experienced than I was, and it just it ended badly. But what I'm saying is, once I left him and started going to other relationships, I couldn't help but bring in that into the relationships, not realizing like each person's gonna be different. The size is going to be different. How you feel when you when it gets there is going to be different. Those are things I just didn't know, and I didn't know how to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I can redo it, this is LA talking, I honestly probably wouldn't have had intercourse. I know it sounds strange, because when you get into this sex toy world, I feel like I should have introduced myself to that first, and I'm just saying so I can learn me. But the size, different sizes, instead of dealing with, you know, actual penises. I'm just
actual humans.
Yes, I'm keeping it real because it. I think that defines me. What do I want? The vibration, the feeling. You know, it's like I could have went about this a totally different way, but I didn't know about this world when I was 17, 18.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The men could have came so much later. Because at that age is when I should have been learning me.
Absolutely.
And what my WAP was about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because she has a mind of her own. She don't necessarily need a man. I'm just saying it.
She controls a lot of situations sometimes.
You know, we have to learn to love ourselves first on every level.
Right.
That's even true. On that level.
I agree.
That is extremely important. And some people might be like, "Ooh, she sound like," but I'm just keeping it real. My first experience was nothing that I can write a book about. Mm-hmm. But if I break into this toy world and see what I like and how I like it, it's a totally different world. And I feel like start there if you have to.
I agree with you. I wasn't told that till I had the second kid, and it was a counselor I had, and it was great to hear her talk about this. Like, she came to me and she was like, "You know, sex is just sex. And, you know, you can use a toy to get the same pleasures."
Absolutely.
And when she was saying this, I was like 19 and 20. I'm looking at her like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Because only weirdos do that.
Right. And
it's like you weird.
And I looked at her and
you're a freak.
She was 25, a great, you know, just finishing her degree, and she was single. And she was just saying that's what she chose to do as opposed to going out and just getting with different guys. Mm-hmm. She was still trying to figure herself out. Mm-hmm. And she was absolutely right. And I wish somebody would have told us that instead of you trying, like you try on shoes, trying on different dicks to figure out which one fits. Right. And which one works. Because when I look back, I swear, I'm like, it's so many people. Like, when I think back, and I'm not saying so many, like I was just thotting it around the west side of Chicago. But that the handful of individuals that I did allow to take pleasure, man, I wish I could take that back. Mm-hmm. They to me weren't worthy of being with me. Mm-hmm. And that was my fault for being a little young, naive girl who didn't know any better, who wanted to catch up with her friends. Because at that time, I had a friend who had been bumping since she was 11, and she was getting it in. By the time we got to 18, that girl was full-blown experiencing. I'm not going to lie, because I didn't have my mother and my grandmother talking to me, I was trying to catch up with her because I was like, maybe I'm doing something. I didn't know.
Right.
I'm like, maybe I did something wrong, because she'd had, by that time, two kids and was going through the ranks of the different levels of dudes. And I was like, damn, still sitting here like playing with a damn Barbie at 14 years old I was. So I'm like, wow, I got to figure this out. And then with that, not having, going out here blindly, not having that information. I wasn't armed with good information. I just went out into the world to try to figure the crap out myself. And like I said, I look back like, wow, I really wasted a lot of time doing a lot of this crap, you know? And the other thing was, too, also my thought process. You know, I just picked up this book called The Four Agreements. Awesome book. And it's about us retraining our mind to live. Awesome book about really undoing all of the stuff that you was taught as a child that was harmful, and as an adult, reinventing yourself and going out there and living life to the fullest. And that's where I think I'm at now. I waited till I got to my 40s to kind of look back like, you know what, it was a trial run. I really do feel like we got two lives. Yeah. I just completed half of it. I'm on to the second one. And I don't have to continue going down the same path that I've just been doing for 20 years. I'm trying to find something new. Mm-hmm. And it took a girlfriend to tell me this. She got pregnant when she was like 36, 37. And at this time, I was in my 20s. And she's one of my girlfriends I look up to. And so I made this little joke with her, and I shouldn't have. So she was in her 30s. Her husband was in his 50s. She's pregnant. And I was like, oh, wow, y'all still have sex? Ugh. And she said, oh, honey, you reach your sexual peak in your 30s. What are you talking about? She said, wait till you get there. You'll see. And she's never lied. She was absolutely right. That's another conversation we don't have about the levels and the height when you're going through life. When you're in your 20s, you're a baby. You're literally, even if you've had kids, you're still a baby to life in your 20s. Still trying to figure out what you like, what you don't like. And then to me, when you get into your 30s, especially when you get over 35, it's like another world inside of you opens up for exploration. And absolutely. Don't ignore it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I fought it. And you know, I fought it for 5 years. Like, no, this is not happening. We're going to stay the course. And we're going to stay the same because that's what feels comfortable. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone. It's been forcing me for the last 2 years to come out of my comfort zone because it's a voice so loud I can't ignore it. Mm-hmm. I have to come out of my comfort zone. I have to stop doing things based on the way that my family feels I should do things because I'm looking at them now like, how did that work out for you all to do the things that you say that we... None of it has worked out for them. My uncles are all divorced, all going through this second chapter in their life, trying to figure out, all three of them, long-term relationships gone, ended within the last few years, and now they're trying to figure themselves out. And I'm like, see, you did it too. You followed the book, and it didn't work out the way that you thought it was going to work out. And now I'm at in the stage with them, now trying to figure out how to salvage what's left and what's the next path to go on. But I also feel, too, at this point, I'm owning my shit. If I like WAP, I like any... I'm going to play it. I'm going to post it. I'm going to love it. I had a family member that made a comment regarding a video I posted on Facebook about WAP. So this wonderfully talented group of young men from the LGBTQ community that redid WAP. And they did a choreographed dance that was phenomenal. And I posted it. I looked all past the fact of what their sexuality is because they ain't fucking me, so I don't care. And I posted it for the art and what they did. It wasn't raunchy. They wasn't showing body parts. Their dance was so elegant. And the response I got was, I'm going to have to unfriend you for posting something like that. What the hell? That didn't make sense to me. And it was a male that said it. And I kind of feel like if you ain't securing your own sexuality, that's not my problem. Don't bring it to my page and impose your feelings on me. Because for me, if it's something I don't like, I keep moving. I don't really comment. I don't get into arguments with people. I don't judge people and tell people what they shouldn't do because I got a closet of my own with shit in it that I'm not letting out. So I ain't here to judge nobody else's stuff. And I think most importantly, I do that for my boys as well. I let them know, be who you are, whether it is gay, whether it is straight, be who the fuck you want to be. You want to have friends like that? Have friends like that. Don't do things based on what society thinks you should do. Mm-hmm. And I think as far as sexuality, let's just say it. Women, poo nanny runs the world. It does. So all these women that want to clutch their pearls and, oh, my God, she said that. What is WAP? You've been using your WAP a whole lot to get where you need to go, a lot of you all. Just keep it real. And it's okay because that's the world. You just don't like that somebody brought it up front and said it. You know, I have a couple friends that they really get caught on that one line that Cardi B says about, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I got this ring. You see what's happening now.
The world is changing.
Yeah, the world is changing. And then you also see what's happening in her relationship. So what? She said it. She could say what she said, but now everybody want to come down on her because she's in the middle of now filing this divorce. But that, to me, doesn't dictate who she is. She said what she said, and no, it didn't work out, but she was woman enough to also, too, at some point, she wasn't taking no more shit, and she's moving on. And instead of, you know, giving her praise for that, she getting a lot of shit because she filed a divorce and because she made the damn song. As if that song is her life. That's just her art. That was just an extension and a piece of music. What she wanted. That doesn't mean that her whole life is ran by WAP. That was just a piece in there. And everybody like, oh, now look what happened. Look, she getting a divorce. Those are two separate things.
Yeah. And a part of that too, and it's related but unrelated, is back in our day, back in our parents' day, our grandparents' day, celebrities were celebrities. You didn't know nothing about their personal life. These celebrities now are too accessible.
Yeah.
And I've seen the whole thing, the memes. Oh, she says she don't cook, she don't clean. Now look what's going on. I'm like, this is a fucking song. She's an artist. Right. All of this stuff is quote unquote fictional. She does this. This is entertainment.
Yeah.
And people make that disconnect because people are too easily accessible nowadays.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I do feel, too, that, and I'm not saying to go around and promote, like, yeah, just use your WAP, do what you do. But let's just keep it real. I mean, all my life I've known females that use their WAP to get where they needed to go. And I'm proud of it and okay with it. And these are some professional women. These are women with masters and doctorates that are living nice lives. I never took that information they gave me and looked at them any different. They're still human beings. They're still someone's mother. They're still someone's wife, someone's girlfriend. They're still human beings. It doesn't dictate who they are. That's just my opinion about mm-hmm. that.
That's true. And then we got some who use their whopping with no benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stagnated. You don't, that's all you know. You got to use your whopping. What purpose?
Absolutely. And that's one thing I will say that I did learn well from my mom. You use the WAP. If you giving it, you should be getting something in return. There should be a return on that. There should be somebody putting back into you. What you putting out, you should be getting back in some form. Whether that person's helping you grow as a person, whether that person helping you financially move up in the world. It's not prostitution to me. It's not. When you're in a relationship with someone and you're having that sexual connection, you would figure that, to me, that's the ultimate. Once you get to the sex, that's the ultimate. We're in the relationship. It's the highest part to me, the highest peak of the relationship. And to me, means so much. You guys are connected that I shouldn't even have to talk to you financially about things. It should just be a given because mm-hmm. we're in this together. That's if you went into that relationship and actually set those precedents to actually take place. That's another thing, too. Establishing what your expectations are when you go into it. Now, I'm going to be real with you. When I was younger, I've had relationships that was established just for that. You was my dick in the glass. I just need you for the moment. And I'm okay with that. It wasn't anything personal. And they were okay with that. Now, does that mean I'm a prostitute? Does that make me a bad person? Because at that moment, I didn't want any strings attached. I was honest. He was honest. And we were okay with that. And we moved on. Nobody died from it. He ain't traumatized. I'm not traumatized. It's okay. It happens. And that's the part I don't understand why as women, we are so quick to down each other, especially the ones, the main ones that are doing a lot of this down there, they've been whopping it for a long time and doing a lot of stuff. It's just they dirt ain't came out. So they feel that they can sit on a pedestal and judge somebody else because we don't know your stuff in the closet. So that gives you power to go and talk about somebody else. But we've all been experienced this. I mean, especially, I'm not going to get into, well, black women. You know, people been using our WAP forever, okay? Mm-hmm. When we was came over here, okay, back in mm-hmm. slavery, mm-hmm. our WAP was the thing, okay? It built a lot. It built nations. It built America. This WAP put in some work.
Make America.
So, and that's just the truth. Nobody wants to talk about it. But, you know, they've been exploring our WAP forever, you know, especially when we get into, you know, talking about it's this one subject that just really fascinates me that I'm actually going to, you know, write a piece about. And I don't know if you all have ever heard of this young lady by the name of Sarah Bartman mm-hmm. from Africa. OK. And she was known as the Venus Hottentot. She came from, like, the 1800s. She was in Africa, and I guess, you know, some people went over there and saw her and noticed her tribe. Mm-hmm. They had big butts. They were the one tribe that had very defined bodies. Bodies, bottom was huge, just natural body. She was beautiful. Well, they promised her, well, come on, come with us, and we'll show, you know, want to show the world your beauty and show you who you are. She was like 20-something when she agreed to come over. And for 5 years, they used her and toured her around as a freak show. They took her to different scientific meetings and settings where scientists studied her body. And after 5 years, when they couldn't use her to make money that way anymore, they used her in prostitution. And she died of syphilis. She died in the 1800s. She did not get buried until 2002 by Nelson Mandela. What happened when she died, they continued to take her body and use it in museums. They stuffed her, vagina, everything, and continued to just spread it out in the world. And when he came into power, he called for her body and said he wanted all her pieces. And he buried her in 2002. That was a deep story for me. And I didn't know anything about her. And we should know her name. So to end this, I want to thank you both for being part of this and, you know, sharing your experiences and your opinions about it. But, you know, my takeaway from this is to guard yourself, know who you are, and be unapologetic about your sexuality. Mm-hmm. L.A.?
Absolutely. It's just you, again, be comfortable in the skin that you're in. And don't be ashamed to experiment with just defining your WAP and the things that makes you happy. It's not necessarily you need another human. Some things are just your own, just learning yourself. And I would suggest learning it while you're young. So by the time you come to that midlife crisis, you're going to already be prepared.
Absolutely.
No holds barred. You're going to be ready for the next level.
Mm-hmm. No, she's going to be a bad bitch.
Absolutely.
And it all just goes back to, like LA said, knowing who you are. If you're secure and unapologetic in who you are, doesn't matter what you listen to, doesn't matter what you watch, doesn't matter what you do, as long as it doesn't harm anybody else. But if you're comfortable in your own skin, you don't have to worry about anything. We put too many labels on things. I got this, I created this meme once that said, when I'm working out, I rock red bottoms, I sell drugs, and I listen to trap music because that's the type of music I listen to while I'm working out. And I've even played, like, my workout playlist, you know, at my house, whatever, somebody was over. They'd be like, you listen to this? Yeah, I listen to this. And I listen to everything from Patsy Cline to Young Thug, whoever, whatever. My whole point is, I know when to turn it off. I know when to turn it on. I know when it's applicable, when it's not applicable. If you're comfortable in who you are, you can be many things.
Absolutely. And that ends Ratchet and Educated podcast with T. Denzel. Take care. Be safe. We urge that if you or a loved one is struggling with mental health concerns, seek help by visiting your local health department websites and or employee assistance programs. If you are in the Chicago area, visit cookcountyhealth.org. Click on services, then mental health, and you will find resources for a few things such as anxiety, depression, and bipolar. Be well and take care.